Diego. Wake up, wake up. You're on the Fit Radio Show. Goodness. This is the third show on the wonderful Aperture Works Radio Network, and I'll tell you what, have you been in the change with me? Oh my goodness. You know, you make that proclamation, I'm going to start this thing. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to quit it. Here I go. And you're in it and you're working it and you're feeling good and you're like, yes, I got this. Then all of a sudden, something happens and you get tempted. And you got to fight the temptation. And you're like, oh, I'm going to eat that sugar I said I wasn't going to eat. I'm going to eat the sugar. What the world? I'm going to do it. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Oh, no. You ever get in that? Oh, you say you're going to, like, drop it. You're going to stop it. You're going to do it. And then everything comes at you. You get invited to the party, and you know they're going to have your favorite something-something there. I know, it's been rough. I'll tell you, since the beginning of the show, what is this, the third show, Holistic Health in You is the first show, and ever since then, the test has been on. I have been constantly bombarded with tests, constantly put up to, are you really a woman of your word? Really? I mean, you talked it all confident last time. Let's see if you really got it when the temptation's on. I know. I've been there. I've been there with you. I failed it. I took the test. I failed it there too. But you know what? I said, you know what? I can do this. I want this bad enough. And you just keep going. You just keep going. So we're keeping going. Second show, we talked about holistic approach to cannabis. Wow. I mean, phenomenal review topic of conversations, clients going, oh my gosh, I've been wondering about this. I need to get so-and-so to listen to this show. I can't believe it. I mean, I've been wondering about CBD oil. You know what? Part two is on hold because I have taken this to a whole nother level with wanting to speak with cannabis owners, shop owners. I want to get real conversation with people who are administering, that are seeing testimony and have true science behind what they are actually manufacturing and selling to you, the consumer of those that believe in cannabis. So this has turned into something much more in depth than I had anticipated. So I am gladfully postponing part two because we've got some very pertinent information that's brewing for you and brewing for the community out there that really are taking this seriously, both in the positives and the negative effects of cannabis. So that's been interesting, right? And so since then, check this out. It's like all of these other tests have been coming my way and interesting information. And then you talk about all these weird things and you talk about these tough topics and then you get nervous and insecure as to what your image going to be like. Now you're up against, you know, these industries and professional and so-and-so didn't know that I had depression before and oh no. And oh, so it's been fun. And that's what this show is all about, right? So we talk about our fears. We talk about the things that have been going on. I've been going through. But you know what? I'm sticking through. And every time something happens, I promise to share it with you because you might experience the same things. I'm telling you, you might be experiencing the same things as you are embarking on these new journeys. Man, the trials and tribulations are going to come at you. It is real. It is real, real, real as the sun comes up and the sun goes down. It is very, very real. So what else is going on? Okay, so postponing the cannabis thing and putting in the works with that. Dr. Caperna, I know you're listening and I can't wait to sit with you. And I know you've been extremely busy. And that's what's so awesome about these integrative practitioners and holistic minded people, man. They are out there in the community. They are helping patients. They're discovering new things. They're helping themselves. They're working on themselves. And it's really no joke. I'm watching some phenomenal doctors. Dr. Mimi Guarnieri, I am so proud of her. She's a fantastic integrative cardiologist. I need to do a shout out. This woman has been to Brazil, Italy, Bahrain. This woman is going all over the world in integrative medicine, and she is truly a mentor and a hero of mine. She's in my prayers, and I'm thinking of you, Dr. Guarnieri. I know you and the pristine director of Pacific Pearl La Jolla, Mimi Rowney Prittening King, are in India opening up a brand new ICU unit at a fantastic hospital in India. I mean, I'm telling you folks, there are people all over the world spreading the good word of holistic health and medicine. So I hold these women up in prayer. I hold them up in support as they venture out there. And you got to check them out. Google what's going on. I mean, there is some vital information that's going around the world on our behalf as we sleep, as we have our good times in life. There are people fighting in health for us, and it's really fantastic, truly. What else is going on? So I decided to change some of the format with the show. Next week, I'm super excited because we're going to have the Apicer Works founder, one of the team member extraordinaires, Rosemary Robertson, and I'm so excited to have her on the show because she's not only a producer of hip-hop and all kind of these awesome things in this industry, but she's also a holistic health practitioner, linguistic specialist, Reiki master, massage therapist, and one heck of a funny lady. And I'm going to pull her on the show with me, and we're going to talk about embracing yourself, the all the woman that you are, this authentic, vivacious, voluptuous, curvy, yummy, meaty woman and man that you are. We really want to talk about it and talk about self-skincare and embracing your skin from head to toe, ways to nourish your skin, get rid of that ash once and for all on a daily basis. And so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about don't get fat over the holidays. Just don't do it. Don't gain the 10 pounds and make it another 6 months to lose it. You don't have to do that. And you know what? We have a solution on keeping you from doing that. And you know what that's going to be? That's going to be exercise, primp yourself up, and give yourself a photo shoot. We're going to talk about style. We're going to talk about your own personal fashion. You don't have to run to Macy's to get a new style. You can redo your own wardrobe right now. Just change a couple things up. Wear a belt where you wouldn't. Change up the accessories a little bit. Really inexpensive. And I'll tell you, it can completely revitalize your own personal image. Primp yourself up a little bit. Put a little makeup on. Change your hairstyle a little bit. You don't have to go get a new $100 haircut. You can go ahead and just change it to the side. Recomb it. Try a little curl when you usually straighten it. I mean, really, just do yourself over. And then you know what? Look at yourself. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your body. Go ahead. Click it, girl. Go ahead. Take it out, man. I mean, really. You've always wanted to go bald because you know you got a bald spot. Cut it. Cut the hair. I'll tell you what, there are women out there that find it so attractive and sexy to have a man who's can go bald and not worry about it. Or you want to grow it out and you want to find a way to grow it out, you really can healthily if you have little bald spots by using specific oils on the body. Let's talk about that. Let's help you get where you want to go, and you know what, be bold in what you're trying to do. So she's going to come on the show, and we're trying to rope in an awesome lifestyle photographer who's going to talk about women of culture and color who are really upping their image and upping their self-love in the form of taking pictures of themselves, voluptuous and all, where once heavyset women were not getting in front of the camera, where today he cannot clear his calendar. I'm telling you, this guy is so busy, and that's a wonderful thing because there are more women and men who have been of a voluptuous and obese manner that are finally embracing themselves for just who they are. And you know what? They're not afraid to click it, and they're not afraid to take a picture of it. And you know what? We say that's cool, and we want to talk about that with you. We want you to feel free to come on and share that side of yourself. That would be very, very cool. So that's in the works. Other than that, I'll tell you what, I have been working on the website for Holistic Hands, right? So when I'm not on the radio, I'm running this business and I'm changing all these different things. And I did a new website and I changed it over to this website carrier, and I was happy about it. I kept the same email and I kept the same server and all these types of things. And I've been in business 20 years, right? Google Shirt's been up there for a long time. Well, I did a Google search on myself and I realized that a certain aspect of my company is gone on the internet. And I had this like panic attack because I've been wondering why the phone hasn't been ringing. And I've been wondering, what in the world is it so slow? I'm telling you, I tried to Google spa parties and I tried to Google Holistic Hands business things, and it is gone in the atmosphere. So I have been on the hustle, word searching, tagging, categorizing on the Yelp, in this, in that, calling my support. Hey, you're so good at this. Come over. Let me feed you. Let me pay you. Help me with the SEO. Help me with this. Help me with that. And it's been so cool because people come through. It's like these computer people, man. They know when you know nothing and they know how to come. And they come like superheroes to the day. All casual, awesome, in their cool, nerdy, sexy way. And they just stroll on in late. They don't care. They just come on in and they know they're going to rescue the day because you know nothing. You absolutely know nothing about what's going on, what you're doing. And these little superheroes just come in and just rescue the day. And I just love that. So I had to deal with that this weekend. And that's really fun. What are you doing? What's going on with you, right? You have these own projects that you're dealing with. You have your own deadlines. You have your jobs. You have your cat and dog and family and husband and kids. We all got these things to do, right? But the whole key is, can we do it with a balanced mind? Can we do it in positive attitude? Can we do it feeling just okay with ourselves in the process, knowing that it's like, what? I've been in business 20 years and it's like as if I don't exist at all. Wow, I really have an opportunity to freak out right now. I mean, truly, this is an open door to like binge eat and go smoke a joint and freak out and run away and oh my God, right? We all have our excuses and, you know, like we're waiting for the big one to happen so we can blow it. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen. I'm so proud of myself. I deserve a cookie. I deserve a walk on the beach. I deserve a walk at the park, which is what I gave myself today. I'm so excited about that because I deserve something beautiful after all of this little drama that I had this weekend. I'm really proud of myself. So in lieu of all this research, in lieu of all these getting ready, I just decided, you know what? This show, we're only going to do 30 minutes. We're just going to chill today. We're just going to chill. And I want to share a couple tidbits. And we're just going to call the show what it is for 30 minutes because I really want to get this research done. I really want you to have valid information on some pertinent information that people are excited to hear more about with this cannabis. So I really want to get these interviews lined up and do these different things. But in the meantime, I want to check in. I want you to know that I'm with you, that we're hanging out. We're doing this fit thing, this fearless and transformation thing. We're doing it. We're doing it. So let's do tidbits of information. We need some equipment. And one of the things I want to talk about in this real simple thing is water and hydration. Okay? And I want to clarify hydration. And I want to clarify what beverages are and what hydrating beverages are in the form of high electrolytes, coconut water, and high potassium-based replenishers, okay? Most of us run dehydrated. Most of us are walking around right now, including myself, dehydrated. In fact, it's quite difficult to stay hydrated on a daily basis, but we really, truly need a lot of water, which is the constitution of H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. A very important combination that is in alone its own constitution of water. Our body requires water. Inside water are all the necessary nutrients and trace minerals, especially trace minerals, that are required to hydrate and flush the body's organs. Very important chemistry of water has all of the required trace elements and nutrients to rehydrate the human body and animals too. Here's the thing. When they say we need to take 64 ounces of water or half our body weight or whatever formula you have chosen to follow with water requirements, they mean specifically that water, 64 ounces of water. Here's the kicker, and this is where we're falling short with rehydration. People will say, yeah, I drink six of those bottles of water. Oh yeah? What kind of water are you? You're drinking water. Yes, I'm drinking water. In fact, it's like this special spearhead water that has lemon electrolytes. Or I add a lemon just to help me with the taste of water because it really doesn't taste good. I add lemon every time I drink water. Okay, here is the tidbit of information you need to know. Whenever you add anything to water, whether it be lemon or you drink lemon-flavored water, it has now become a beverage. It is no longer water. So when you have lemon water, you are actually adding the constitutional elements, nutrients, and chemistry of lemon to water, H2O. Now what you have created is a concoction, a beverage concoction that has its own properties and duties that are also beneficial to the human body. So the problem is that we are not drinking pure water enough, but the bonus is that we do add elements to water that can further cleanse the organs and help the body, but that in its own process dehydrates the body. It's really interesting. So, tidbit of information, remember to drink only water in your rehydrating practice. Okay? Water. Okay. Second tidbit of information I want to tell you about. I want to give a tip on skin hydration for this time of year. And all types of skin need hydration, okay? This time of year is when it starts to cool down. We get more wind, so our skin withholds more elements of nature, with wind, debris in the air, pollen flowing in the air, dust flowing in the air, and our body, you know, on a molecular level, is just getting ransacked. Just imagine like it raining on the skin in the wind, okay? So they're in tumultuous environments, our skin is, when exposed in this type of element, which is why we get dry. And when we cover the skin more in layers, right, because it gets cooler, we have the fabric and we have the detergent on the fabric and we have the dryness and the chafing of the skin of this fabric now on the skin. So our body goes through a lot more during this time of year with suffering of dry skin. We're all experiencing it. Okay, it's real easy to experience. I would like to tantalize you to consider hydrating the entire body, especially in the winter months, with either a thicker lotion or an oil. And the reason I say an oil, especially in the summer months, is because with the dryness, oils can lock in moisture. Thicker oils are in the form of avocado oil, olive oil. But for daily oil use, I would like to recommend and ask you to consider using almond oil or coconut oil. Coconut oil is the lightest oil, but so hydrating. Now, coconut oil is not only just an amazing oil, but it's also a twofold thing. So coconut oil has natural antibacterial properties that can actually dry the skin. And it also has an amazing hydrating on a very thin level for the skin that is great for the body. Your body will tell you fairly quickly what coconut is benefiting, whether it's drying the skin or moisturizing the skin. When it's drying the skin, it's usually attacking some sort of bacterial issue in the form of psoriasis or eczema or rashes of some sort, irritation of skin and healing of skin. Last stages of wound care also helps to clear up the bacteria and it'll dry the skin. If you're trying to heal the skin, I would say yes to coconut oil, but if you're wanting to re-moisturize that type of skin, I do not recommend coconut oil, and I recommend more of an avocado or an almond oil or an apricot oil and an argan oil. Argan oil is a staple in my practice. Argan oil is a Moroccan seed oil that is fantastic for your hair, your face, your scalp, your neck. After shaving gentlemen, body hair gentlemen, female body hair, head hair, it is fantastic oil. Very, very healing. So especially with ethnic skin, dry ethnic skin, I recommend using an argan oil or coconut oil or a lot of people like cocoa butter or shea butter, especially with ethnic skin, in callous skin or rough skin patches. Here's the thing. Please be careful of the ingredients that you put on your skin when you're talking about cocoa butter. I don't recommend cocoa butters that have petroleum in it. Vaseline is a staple in a lot of people's home. I get Vaseline, and that's a whole show in and of itself because it's a staple and it's been used a million trillion ways, and there's so many things to talk about Vaseline and petroleum-based products. But for the skin, and what's wonderful about petroleum-based product is it's truly a cheap skin protector. It protects your skin and blocks it out, but it truly blocks the pores. If you're needing a moisturizer for everyday living, you do not need to put petroleum-based products on because it actually closes the pores and blocks the pores, and it's not good for the skin on a regular basis, okay? Cocoa butters need to be pure cocoa butters. Don't put the fake fragrances in it. Don't make sure you're really reading the ingredients. And I don't want to name product names, but don't get cheap cocoa butters and put it on the skin. It's doing you more harm in the long run. Stick to, and they're more expensive, I know, but stick to higher end, more pure ingredient-based cocoa butters, shea butters, and all of your oils. It's just the safest way to go, and it keeps you from free radicals, carcinogens, fake fragrances, and synthetic products that you could be putting on your body. Okay? Those are my tidbits. Tidbits of information for you. I think if you allow yourself at least 30 days of using regular moisturizer, not only do you feel better, it manages your body hair, it calms your skin down, it feels so good, and it feels really good to be hydrated in the skin. You don't get so tight and ashy and tight-skinned feeling, right? You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. So it feels really good, and you look better, and you feel better, and your skin just breathes better. It really does boost your immune system when you're putting that on. It's an indirect way to purge your lymphatic system and boost your immune. So check those things out. When you're hydrating this week, don't forget to drink water and not the lemon water all the time. That's a fabulous hydrator, but don't always do it. Make sure you're drinking your pure H2O. And when we're tidbitting for the skin, try the whole body, not just the face and the hands. Get all the body parts in there. Make sure you know if you have nut allergies for when you are putting type products on, but your skin will feel better. It's going to feel hydrated during these dry, cold months. You are going to love it. You're going to love it, I promise you. So, this week is busy. What's going on with you? Are you busy this week? Are you going to be busy? Going to be busy this week. So make sure you're drinking your water. Keep up with your making a habit or breaking a habit. I encourage you. I'm rooting you on. Pray for me as I continue on with my things I'm trying to start and stop. And the test is on. So hold me up. I hold you up, right? Keep it going. When we come back next week on Fit Radio, thanks to Aperture Works Network, we're going to continue on with lifestyle and your image through the holidays. We're not going to pack on those 10 pounds. Then we're going to also be following up more with the cannabis part two, the pros and cons of cannabis and holistic approach to usage of. Okay. In the meantime, you take it easy. Make sure you're being well and good to yourself. You are on the Fit Radio. Click on if you want to learn more information about who I am and what I can do for you. Visit my website, holistichands.org. Feel free to email me at contact@holistichands.org. Visit our Facebook page, and that's HHHANDS. Okay, check out their Facebook page. Aperture Works Management, check out their Facebook page. Aperture Work Management, Aperture Management. Okay. Love them. Apasu Works is a group on Facebook through their radio show. Click on the follow. If you're in the Blog Talk Radio and you're on our network, follow us. Then you can get some more information as to where, when our next shows are lining up to be. All right? You be well this week. Know that you're thought of and prayed for. God bless you. You take care, and we'll see you next week on Fit Radio. Thanks for listening.